normal should be, where you can be you in all that you do, and whatever you do, others find weird or wacky, it is what normal should be. Damn, that is long. Hi, weird, wacky, and wonderful people. My name is Terry, and I will be doing the What Normal Should Be series until... Topics will be about family, relationships, parenting, marriage, and so on. Today, taking ownership or taking responsibility for your own actions. Or just in general, taking responsibility. Okay, so let's get started. Oh, we already started. Yeah, let's get moving on then. All right, example of taking ownership. So, random example. One would be this. So, you want to get an apartment and you apply for it. The person likes you, you like the person, everything is going great, and then they do a credit check. It doesn't work out. But they're like, you know what? No, not a problem. You're still in, but let me do a background check because I don't know. I just feel like it because something in me is telling me to do it. And then it comes back and you're an asshole. You're not a great person. And they say, you know what? Thank you, but no thanks. I don't want you here. And then you go, what the hell is wrong with you? What kind of person do you think you are? That is not a random example at all. You know what? These are supposed to be just about me, but this is something that happened to someone that I know. And these particular incidents happen all the time, and at the end of it, it's always, let me blame the other person. It's not my concern. Why are they acting like this? Everyone is being mad at me. Everybody's mean to me. I am a victim. And guess what? This person, these people, it happens again and again and again, and it just never stops. It's an ongoing process of wash, rinse, repeat. In this case, do something not desirable, have other people not like it, and then blame them for you doing something undesirable and them not liking it. And then, you know what? You get the point. So, if this sounds like anything that you've done or anything that you've seen, really pay attention. Because if it's something that's inside you and you're doing it, the problems are going to show up all the time in different ways. Something that I learned not too long ago is how you do one thing is how you do everything. So in realizing when you need to take responsibility for your actions, once you grasp that understanding, once you own that knowledge, you grab a hold of it, learn it, take it inside you, and you get it, it opens up a world of possibilities. And I'll tell you why. Okay, so something happens, an incident happens, and let's get something pretty gruesome, pretty grimy. I'll use an example, and this time I'll use myself as this example. When I was younger, I was 10 years old. My mom lost her home, and I had to stay with my uncle. His oldest son, he has three kids, had four, lost one. At this time, he had three kids. His oldest son is 9 years older than me. I'm 10, he's 19. He was the most awesome cousin I've ever had. He would put me on his shoulder in concerts. I mean, we spent the summer having so much fun. He was just the most amazing, older, I guess, big brother type of personality, or big brother type of persona in my life at the time. And that relationship turned sour really, really quickly when one day his younger siblings were out, his father was out, and it was just us. And he said, "I want to teach you how to kiss." And I did not want to learn. I was 10. I didn't really care to. But it was not something that I could stop, or I didn't know how to. So that happened, and it was a bad experience, but it got so much worse when he would show up in my room at nights and put his hand underneath the sheets and just, you know, was very inappropriate, not what a cousin or a family member should do or be. And then, of course, it goes with the don't tell anyone. And in any case, I got older, late teens, and I told everyone, anyone that would listen. This is when I started understanding about the whole taking ownership of my life. And I learned that as an older teen. And my life completely changed. Here is what happened. When I was 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, I would be a victim. Oh, I don't want to do this because this thing happened to me when I was younger. Oh, why me? Poor me. Life sucks. You know, and I would not be able to move forward. And it showed up everywhere in my life. I don't want to do my homework because this bad thing happened to me. I don't want to go out and have fun with my friends because this bad thing happened to me. It just was ridiculous, and it just would not stop. It showed up everywhere. But once I learned how to take responsibility, it was then this thing happened to me. And the day it happened for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, maybe 15. And then it stopped. And every time thereafter, it was only in my memory. I would go back, I would revisit it, and I was now the assaulter and the assaultee. I was going back in there on purpose to relive this. I was doing it to myself. My cousin was no longer in these memories. He wasn't even there. It was only me. So, the first time a traumatic, tragic incident happens to you when it's inflicted by another person, it is completely the other person's fault. The memory of it and how it makes you feel, that is on you. And every time you go back into your memory bank to those particular events, you are now inflicting the pain on yourself, not the original assaulter. And once you get that, oh my goodness, the world would open up to you, as it did for me. Because once you're able to, one, take ownership, understand what happened, two, you learn. So then when you see situations like that, because we're humans, and the thing about us is that we're able to predict the future based on things that we've seen in the past. So once you've learned, like now I can see certain things ahead of time, and I won't let my kid go to a particular place because this happened to me. I won't let them be unsupervised with certain adults that I don't particularly trust, and even as family members. I can do that because I have my guards up. Lastly, you move on. It is easier to deal with new situations because you understood why the first one happened, how it can be prevented in the future, and you put yourself in the driver's seat of your own life. Okay? This is what taking responsibility does. Every time you go back in an event that impacted your life in a negative way, you're just re-impacting your life in a negative way. So why not do the opposite? If the first thing doesn't work, do the opposite. And maybe, just maybe, you'll be impacting your life in a positive way moving forward. So the reason why I even did responsibility, taking ownership first, is because this was something that kept on coming up as a theme of my month, this month, August 2018. And I just need more people to understand this, because if everyone is in the driver's seat of their own life, we would go by so much faster. So I urge us all to be more attentive to our own needs. Take responsibility for anything that happens, even if you were actually the victim in the first place. Thereafter, the rest is on you. Fix your memories, because you know what I've done? Sometimes I go back into bad memories and I reform them. I'm like, okay, I was sitting here at that time and my cousin came and he sat down beside me. You know what? This time I'm just going to get up. Yes, the original situation was completely different. But now when I remember it in a way where I can feel strong. I remember it in a way where I'm shifting and changing things so much so that it's not burdening me anymore. So it's a little exercise that I learned to do. And you know what? Try it out. See if it works. In any event, so I'm off. And hopefully I can do this every single day where I let loose some of the things that have been bottling me down, let it out into the universe, and see if I'm not so much alone in a world of 7-point-something billion people. I'm definitely not the only person having the experiences that I'm having, and you're definitely not the only person having the experience that you're having. So just stick together and we can get through anything. So take the time, leave me a message, and see you tomorrow.